Cause it's Friday.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? It is
Well, welcome to another episode of The Jason Wright Show, best Friday ever. This is the week ending and gosh, year ending, kind of putting a nice little ribbon on top of not only the week, but this time, wow, this is a big episode. It is the year that we are wrapping up. 2021 comes to a close today. I am recording this actually on New Year's Eve. So thank you for being with me. And it's kind of a big deal. It's the first ever Best Friday ever New Year's Eve edition. So I thought, I've got to do something really cool. This one has to be special. So what am I going to do? Well, I brought in the big guns. In fact, in the podcasting world, I brought in one of the biggest guns there is. This is the Tim Ferriss takeover. Now, full disclosure, I hope I'm not breaking any rules, any etiquette, any podcast protocols. Please, FCC, Tim Ferriss, no one come after me. Here's the deal. Tim Ferriss just in, I think it was the episode before last, he discussed his year-end review. And it is a fantastic way as an alternative to New Year's resolutions to prepare for the upcoming year. And here was my thought process. I thought, well, maybe I will just take those ideas, put them in my voice, and include that in the Vitruvian Letter, and then also include it in the Best Friday Ever as kind of a New Year's Eve special or something to that effect. You know, obviously everything right now is going to be the New Year, New You theme and all that crap. But I thought, why do that? Why not take Tim's voice and share it with you in his voice? So you are going to hear directly from Tim Ferriss himself. I think that this is a spectacular way to not only plan for your upcoming year, but to also take a look back in preparation for the upcoming year at the previous year. So I wanted to share this with you, and I can't do it any better than Tim Ferriss. So I am going to share with you Tim Ferriss's year-end review as an alternative to doing New Year's resolutions. So here it is. Here's the Tim Ferriss takeover. So Tim, take it away, buddy.
Hello, boys and girls, ladies and germs. This is Tim Ferriss. Welcome to another episode of the Tim Ferriss Show, where it is my job, usually, to deconstruct world-class performers of all different types to tease out the routines, habits, etc., that you can apply to your own lives. This, however, is a special and short episode, and it's going to detail how I approach New Year's resolutions. The truth of the matter is that I no longer really approach them at all, even though I did for decades. Why the change? I have found that something I call past year reviews, or PYR, to be more informed, valuable, and actionable than half-blindly looking forward with broad resolutions for the next year. I did my first PYR after a mentor's young daughter died of cancer on December 31st, roughly 10 years ago. I remember the night very, very clearly. I got the news at a party and went to sit down by myself, and I sat with a notepad and by myself did my first past year review. I've done it every year since. Her passing was a very abrupt surprise. It was a somber reminder that our days here are too precious, also not guaranteed, by the way. They're too precious not to fill them with the people and activities that nourish us most. So that's the goal of doing this review. It doesn't take very long. Completing a past year review takes just 30 to 60 minutes, and it looks something like this. Step number one, grab a notepad and create two columns on a piece of paper, positive and negative, just a line right down the middle, positive on one side, negative on the other. Go through your calendar from the last year, looking at every week. I do this in iCal or Google Calendar. It's pretty easy to do. So go through every week, starting in January from the last year. For each week, jot down on the notepad on that piece of paper any people or activities or commitments that triggered peak positive or negative emotions for that month. Let's just say, I mean, it could be for the week, but broadly speaking, the month. This is not an exact science here. Put those things in their respective columns. So something that really, really bothered you, say sort of 9 out of 10 bothered you or 8 out of 10 bothered you, put that in the negative. 8 out of 10 positive, 9 out of 10 or 10 out of 10 positive, put that in the positive. Number four, step number four, once you've gone through the past year, look at your notepad list and ask, what 20% of each column produced the most reliable or powerful peaks? So you're doing an 80-20 analysis then of each of these columns that you'll have, positive and negative, to try to identify what is really producing disproportionately the most benefits and the most stress or negativity or, well, let's just call it challenging emotions, perhaps, if you want to put it that way. Then step five, based on the answers, again, the question that we just answered is what 20% of each column produced the most reliable or powerful peaks. And step five, based on the answers, take your positive leaders and schedule more of them in the new year. You got to get them on the calendar now. That's my experience. Book things with friends, prepay for activities, events, commitments that you know work for you. Exercise, whether it's rock climbing, who knows, get more of it in the calendar, committed to. It's not real, in my experience, until it's scheduled. That's step number one. Step number two is to take your negative leaders and create a not-to-do list at the top, right? So circle those things. Put them somewhere that you can see them each morning for the first few weeks of 2022, in this case, although it certainly could be used for any year. These are the people and things you know make you miserable or unhappy or stressed out. So don't put them on your calendar out of obligation, guilt, FOMO, or other nonsense. These are the things to avoid. And that's it.
So see, folks, I just don't think I could have said it any better than the man himself, Tim Ferriss. I mean, let's face it. I think he's had like nearly 1 billion downloads, one of the most popular podcasts to ever exist. You know, let's just let Tim do the talking. I hope you have an incredible New Year's 2022. Let's all endeavor to improve always in all ways. Thanks for listening to The Jason Wright Show, the best Friday ever. I hope you not only have the best Friday ever, best New Year's Eve ever, but the best year ever. I'm out.